wa tikau mā whetū I ra tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Ae, kia ora anō rā pērā e tā koe mea tūra ko mau mai tēnei o aku kai a kōrero a tēnei ko Corinda Taylor a tēnei e kaupapa hirahira ko tōku hehi a māna e whakātu atu te kōrero anei kia koutou kei runga o te waia. Nā runga e tērā kaua ka mahi e maua tēnei kōrero maroto te reo tauiwi. Ka hore ia e moha nei te kōrero Māori e ngari ko tāna kaupapa e pāpāna ki te aroaro o ngā whānau katoa. Nā runga e tēnā, e mihi tonu ana kia koutou whakarongo mai nei ki te reo te hiko o teika. Tā koutou kai pāpāhu e mihi atu nei ko Pā Kelly, ko tāku kei runga te waia ko Corinda Taylor, no reira ka pōwhiria mai kiuta, no reira morning Corinda.
Morena.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, nice to be here.
And how are you on this wonderful morning of ours?
It is a beautiful day here. The sun is out. I'm really happy.
And whereabouts in this beautiful country of ours are you?
I'm down in the deep south in Dunedin, but the sun is out. And it is, well, although we had a heavy frost last night, the sun is out.
Wow, that is wonderful. Okay, then I shall hand our kaupapa back to you. Can you walk us through our kaupapa as from here, the 10th of September, and walk us through, please?
Yeah, so today is a day where people should come together and support one another. Basically, working together as a community and services to prevent suicide. So we are holding a big event in Dunedin, and this is the sixth time that we're doing this. It's a big event. We typically have hundreds of people attend. And we bring a community together. We have conversations. We have good speakers, music. We open up with a karakia, close with a karakia. And we bring people of all cultures together. So it is a celebration of life, but it's also a day we can remember with love. The sad thing is many of us have lost loved ones to suicide. So this is a day to pay our respects, to remember them.
Ay, kia ora. Yes, that is absolutely true. And the thing is that suicide, it makes its way into everybody's home. It doesn't, it randomly happens in this way, is that you could be speaking with a person today, you look into their eyes, they look happy, they look so together, I suppose would be the word for it. However, in behind those eyes, it's suicide just waiting to pick its moment, then it takes a life. So as you are there, you know, the celebration, can you just give us a little insight what the celebration is for? Surely it's not the celebration for suicide itself. Can you please give us a bit more info?
Yeah. No, we certainly do not celebrate suicide, but we do celebrate the people that have struggled with suicidal thoughts and that they are still with us. And as you say, we can look in people's eyes, but we cannot see the soul. We cannot see the hurt and the trauma. And, you know, people often are traumatized by events that happened in their lives. So we need to be there to support them. And as you rightly also put out, suicide doesn't discriminate. It sits and waits. It's not a good thing because you don't know when it's going to come and grab you. So today we'll be sending out messages of hope to people to reach out to one another, but also to be one that they can trust, because often trust prevents us from reaching out to one another. So we can't always expect people to come to us and tell us that they are struggling with suicidal thoughts. So we also need to be aware, even though you look into the eyes, and even though they look happy, you need to dig a little bit deeper, because you may be aware of something that is happening in their lives that could be upsetting them. And you need to be there for them and make them know that you are there for them. So this is what today is all about, for our community to look at one another, the person sitting next to them, and to reach out to them and have a little conversation with them.
Wonderful. That is so cool. Okay, for somebody who has never encountered this, can you give them, you know, sort of key signs or key points maybe to listen for, to look out for, etc.? You know, it's not everybody that can more or less pick something out is wrong. They sort of think to themselves, or I start asking questions, you know, they might walk away, they might think, who's that nosy person? What the hell, who do they think they are? Can you give us some pointers maybe to actually consider, you know, maybe to look for?
So, yes, good question. So you know, like most people have done a first aid course in you know, if you go past the motor car accident, you would know what to do. You know, the person is bleeding, you know how to put a compression bandage on to stop the bleeding, and you call the ambulance. Now, the same goes for suicide prevention. So you say, you look into the eyes, and you cannot tell that person is suicidal because you haven't kind of delved a little bit deeper. So some classic signs that a person may be suicidal would be, and that's without them telling you. Sometimes people tell you straight, but if they don't, so classic signs are they can't sleep at night, and they haven't been able to sleep maybe for a few days longer. Sudden weight loss, but weight gain. Reckless behavior, like taking a lot of drugs and alcohol suddenly when they haven't done that before. Withdrawing from friends and families and just sleeping a lot, or, you know. So these are all signs that are out of character for the person. So if they normally would be, you know, just okay, and then suddenly the behavior changes, that is a sign. So those are kind of classic signs. You can see that. Sometimes people tell you things like, nobody cares about me, nobody loves me, what's the point? I don't want to live anymore. Those are kind of language that they may use that may concern you. And then that is an opportunity to step forward and have a good conversation with them and ask them, like, what really is going on in your life? I care about you. I'm concerned. Let's have a conversation.
Wow. There were simple pointers there that actually makes a lot of sense after listening to it in order being explained, you know, by somebody that's familiar. And that is so absolutely awesome. You're not going to have to do this maybe two or three times a month, because this type of call or this type of info is not actually heard out here.
Yeah.
You know, out here they've got they got government departments in place, like for mental health and things like that. When people start doing that, straight away they look at it as a mental disorder, and they start by doing that. They use doctors to take their rights away from them, and then next minute they're in an institute all the time. That wasn't actually what they were reaching out for. So with the government actually intervening and things they do like that, which is hauora whānau, hauora tamariki, you know, and orangatu with the hinangaro, with mental health, how do you speak towards the government's intervention instead of being able to listen to, like, what you've just said, and the signs are so easy to understand and now plain to see because it's been explained? What do you think about the government intervention instead of being explanatory like how you've just done yourself?
Yeah, well, the government, like you kind of rightly pointed out, it's a blunt, they really blunt instrument that they use. They see a person that's unwell, and definitely you've got to go into the hospital. We'll do the Mental Health Act on you into the mental health ward. This could have been addressed long before you get to that point. They kind of wait for you to get into crisis mode before they support. And before that, people have reached out for help, and they didn't get the help that they deserve. And that is why we as a community, we need to be good advocates for our people. So when they do reach out for help, we basically have to create a paper trail to make them accountable, to ensure that our people get help early, not when they are in crisis, because then it's often too late.
Aye,
the damage is done.
This interview being my last interview for Te Reo Te Rangatira, it's actually made my day, this course. I'm able to portray this in te reo what you have just shared with me. And if you will let me, I would love to contact you at least two, maybe three times a month, because we need to share this kōrero, and for you to give us update each one of those times, how things are going, how can we do things differently, and how we can share this kōrero easier.
I would love to do that. Thank you for this invitation.
Okay, then. Anyway, ko pātēnei e mihi atu nei mai tō tātou whare pāho I te hiko teika. I shall let you have our last kōrero to our listeners.
So today, please look after one another. Be kind to one another. Pay it forward. A kind act of kindness. So today, even if you just smile at somebody, you could make their day. A kind word to somebody could save somebody's life.
Ah, kia ora. Kia ora. It's actually a pleasure and also an honour. And even so, it's not in Te Reo Māori. However, I will take care of that at another date. But as for getting the opportunity to be able to listen to what you have shared, that has been so wonderful. So in saying that, this is Pa from Te Hiku Radio wishing you an awesome, wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Kia ora.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. I o te kaumāwhetū i ratahi te iarere.